Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Alpha Central. I'm your host, Jack, and today we're taking a look at modern women panicking as men refuse to help them. But let's jump right in, right after you subscribe, of course.
Disclaimer, this video was made for strictly comedic slash artistic purposes. No offense is intended towards any individual featured in this video.
I need a partner who is looking to lead, who can respect a strong woman, and I'm not looking to go 50-50.
You want a man, he got to pay it all.
Yes, I've worked hard my entire life, and I'm ready to have somebody take care of me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what strong means in this context. It means my rules, your wallet.
Give you some money, right? Yeah. You don't give it back. That would be the last time I ever give you money in life. I don't care if you're homeless on the street. I would never give you another thing in my life.
Not even a quarter.
Not even a nickel, not a dime, not a penny. Don't play with me.
You know which friends. To give your money to and to not give your money to.
You can't expect trust once you show you can't be trusted. It's the principle.
Everybody who is watching me get air in my tire as a woman, letting me do this by myself, it's crazy.
Her idea of car maintenance is hoping a man walks by, isn't it?
What are you doing?
You got it, right?
No, you asked me here.
But you're the man.
I paid for the first one.
So?
You're paying for it. You're tripping, bro.
Are you serious?
Pissing me the...
Are you seriously not paying?
What? Bro, you asked me here. I already hit two. You're tripping.
The man.
What happened to whoever asks pays? Lady, be real. This is what we're shaming? Really? Meanwhile, Bonnie Blue is an empowered queen getting her bag, right? Give me a break.
I'm gonna get yelled at for saying this, but princess treatment isn't romantic. It's a socially accepted way to avoid being an adult in a relationship. We have raised generations, including the Disney girls, on love means someone is gonna come save you. That's not a partnership, that's just a... As a kid, that fantasy might have kept you safe, but now as an adult, you're not dating your mom or dad. You don't need to fantasize about someone coming to get you. In a healthy and secure relationship, no one is anticipating every single one of your needs without you getting that to them. Because psychologically, it keeps you stuck in arrested development where you continue to act like a child with your partner. You're not growing, you're outsourcing responsibility. What actually builds a healthy and secure relationship? Reciprocal care. Not getting upset with the person that you're on a date with because they dropped you off to go in and check in for your reservation and you're now seeing that as, that's my masculine, he should be doing everything. No, baby, you also need to contribute to the relationship. You might be a princess in your own... and everybody else isn't expecting everyone that you date to treat you like that is only going to keep you single longer than you need to be, or you're going to get somebody who is performative and not actually there for true fucking care.
Watch out for women who use feminine energy to demand the most but always offer the least.
I want to know, have men decided that they're not going to hold the door open for women anymore? Because I can't tell you how many times I have gone into a store, the man was going in front of me, he saw me coming behind him, and he opens up the door but didn't open it up for me and the door hit me. Or he was coming out of the door and didn't hold it open for me to go through it and the door hit me. And this is happening multiple times. So I just want to know, have men decided that they are just not going to hold the door open for women anymore?
Some crazy women see men opening a door for them as benevolent sexism and a microaggression. Lady, I'm not taking any chances. You could be one of them.
Do you think chivalry is dead?
Yeah, but maybe I just haven't been around the right guys.
To quote the great Dave Chappelle, he says, "Chivalry is dead and women killed it." Certainly, I think social media dating apps have played a big factor. But I think that when it comes to like who should pay on the first date, guys doing these sort of traditional things, like a lot of women seem to just blithely assume that traditional gender roles assigned to men are something that they are entitled to the benefits of by magical default, instead of it being something that women have to help culture and nurture for it to be there for men. If you want traditional treatment, you ought to be a traditional woman. If you're not a traditional woman, you cannot expect traditional treatment from men.
I have to argue with that. Like, I think I'm a traditional woman.
Are you? I mean, you said you've had like, what, 30 plus previous sexual partners?
I don't think that has anything.
You say you're what, like 33 or something?
34?
Nah, I ain't none. Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
You're doing great, girl.
I mean,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I go to church every weekend. I'm like very spiritual. I know what I want. Sometimes you haven't met the right person yet, and there's nothing wrong with you.
Lady, if the dude who made a whole show about sharing his wife is on your side, you might want to rethink your stance. Why call a man when you can destroy your TV and traumatize your cat instead?
Nothing will make me lose respect for a man faster than to be in the presence of a man and he see me struggling as a woman or see any woman struggling and he won't even take his hands out of his pockets or lift his hands to help a lady. Zero respect for men like that. I was just now in a setting struggling to lift an office chair that was really heavy to get it from one place to the next place. And I had to lift it and carry it a short distance. Two men stood by in executive positions and watched me struggle to lift that chair and watched me struggle to carry that chair to where it needed to be to return it to less than, it was a very short distance back to its proper place. Zero respect. I have zero respect for men who will watch a woman struggle.
Hold up, let's watch that again.
When it comes to women, children, and senior citizens, I have a soft place in my heart for those three populations because they are the weakest populations.
So women are the weakest population on the planet? See, you can't have it both ways, ma'am. Are you strong or are you weak?
So, like, I fear men today don't want to be the providers. They don't want to do this. That's the whole problem, because it's like, I feel like a man should be doing this, and when you bring that up to men, they get very upset, and they're like, you're after my money, and it's like, I'm really not. I have multiple jobs, but like, I do feel as a man, you should be bringing that to the table. So the problem is men just don't want to do this today. They don't want to provide a nice life for a woman. They feel like they don't have to. So then people like me, I'm working multiple jobs, and I don't have time for men. I don't have time for that. Because then they get like, you don't have time for me. You don't care to my needs. Are you paying a bill? Are you helping? I didn't think so.
It's simple. Women like you are just looking for a check. So men are checking out.
Oh, baby, pendejuro, please. Baby money.
No, no.
Baby money, please. No.
Ah, okay.
Maybe it's not the help she wants, but it's definitely the help she needs.
Man who isn't thrilled to spend money on you or to do something that makes your life easier or do something that makes you happy just doesn't like you that much.
Yeah, a man that doesn't want to spend money on a woman doesn't really like her. Just like how a woman who always wants to spend a man's money doesn't really like him. Funny how that works.
Everything is money with women like this. If you're broke, just say so.
The universe will reward me. And once I get that money, I will happily give her some money.
Wait a minute. The universe just told me something. Wait. Oh, okay. The universe just told me to ask you, do you have a plan that you've written down?
Yes.
Like a 5-year plan?
Oh, yes. That's part of manifesting. You have to write everything down. You look at it, you meditate, you journal, you vision it in your mind, and then you make it happen. And to be honest, all these things she's saying about me, she's making me sound like a deadbeat. Part of my content that I make for my 50,000 followers is clean up with me content. So I film myself cleaning up. I do like a 10-second tidy. So why
a 10-second tidy? 30 days, you have to be gone.
No, because I then need $5,000 then.
Eviction notice. Okay, it's going to go in effect in 30 days. You have 30 days to leave. You understand that?
Excuse me?
You have 30 days to leave. Do you understand that?
Maybe she should try manifesting a real job.
What are you doing mowing their lawn? Come mow my lawn. Nobody else comes to my house and me. I never get handouts.
Where's your husband?
Not around.
What do you need done over there?
Mowing, and I got a bunch of sticks to be picked up and took in.
You need the trash picked up too?
Yeah.
I wonder why her husband is not around. It's an absolute mystery.
Why can't men be supportive of women? Why not? Why? I don't... God, seriously. Is it ego? Jealousy? Control? Envy? Like, what is the reason for this? I don't understand why men can't like be supportive of a woman who has done very well for herself. I did a video that pointed out that in the United States there's 8.47% of people that are making over 100K are women. There was an updated study in 2023, and it's 12% of those making over 100K are women. And the amount of men in my comment section that wanted to do everything but be supportive astounds me. It just astounds me. And then they wonder why they're not in a relationship with a woman or a female. Why women don't want to be in a relationship with them. Like, am I on like poor talk? I don't understand how I've gotten to the point of being in this side of TikTok where men are so discriminatory against women. Like, I have done very well with myself in my career, and men want to call out and be like, well, women wanted careers. You didn't want to be a housewife. You didn't want this, and look at where it's gotten you. Now you don't have a man.
Ma'am, I promise you, your career is not the reason you don't have a man. Wanted to make a statement, but ended up making a fool of Hearst wild.
If you pay your own bills, Bird, you single, okay? You single. What
Big
you think?
Single.
Big single. Like, you ever been with don't pay no bills, don't nothing. Like, you can't get mad that I'm texting the next you can't, because I need my bread, and I need it now.
Women like these are loyal to the money, not the man. Act accordingly.
Man.
Are you gonna pay for this?
Nah, you got it, bro.
Okay. Men aren't men these days anymore. I gotta pay for everything, I guess. Maybe if I had a real gentleman, you know, we would just pay for it, but whatever. Thank you.
Bro, so
you just embarrassed
me. Why you don't got your car?
Because I left it in the car. Why you can't be my man and make sure I got all my stuff? You just made me embarrass myself.
Now, you just
made me embarrass myself in Walmart.
I didn't make you do nothing.
Yes, you did.
You don't got your card. That's on you.
Okay, so why you couldn't pay for it?
I don't
got
to pay for your I'm broke.
You broke. All
right, if I'm broke, then stop talking to me then.
Stop talking. So you want to be with somebody else?
Ma'am, the man didn't embarrass you. You're doing a fantastic job of it all on your own.
Let me also say, as a man, you shouldn't be paying no girls' bills if y'all not married. I don't believe in that.
The opposite is the same.
Because I know, I already feel it. I feel it growing in the comments. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, as a man, you should not be paying no girls' bills.
The gold diggers and sugar babies are not going to be too happy with this woman, are they?
See this? Do you see all this?
So you
I'm
think
not
that
paying
you
no
just
bills.
Giving me your body means that you live for
yeah,
free.
Look.
You got these shoes right here, right? We could take them back to where I got them.
No, like we're not taking my stuff
that's
back.
That's basically rent right there.
That's for my fee, not for the rent.
So you're going to pay $12.50 for you to walk on something rather than live somewhere?
Yes,
that's what you think.
It's fashion. It's fashion over everything. The man pays the bills and I buy lavish things. What do you mean?
I'm eating ramen so you can have those on your feet.
Okay, ramen's good for you. It's healthy, right? It's good, right? You eat it every day, right?
I'm asking you, can you just pay the bills
this month? I said I'm not helping paying the bills.
I will cook.
I don't do that.
I will do everything that your job is.
Do you see this? Do you see all this?
So you
I'm not paying
you
no
just
bills.
Just giving me your body means that you live
yeah,
free.
Look. Like, isn't it, like, lavish? Like, you can help pay the bills, take out your savings, pay the bills.
I'll help clean the dishes.
I
gotta dig the dust out of my pocket so that you can live good, right? Right? That's what
Duh,
it is, right?
That's what you're here for.
I'm not worried about
So you wanna cook, you wanna clean, you wanna do all this stuff that a woman does. You're sassy. Like, I'm gonna go find me a real man.
How am I sassy?
Because you don't wanna pay bills instead, you wanna cook and clean. Like, be so for real with yourself. Like,
if that's what you wanna do, then
I'm gonna go find me a real man. I don't care.
How many more red flags does he need to see? Run and save yourself, my man. So many women marched for equality. Now you get to stand for it. Enjoy.
Can you imagine being so f***ing broke that you force yourself to talk to somebody that you are not attracted to. Shaquille, they're just joking. They're not joking. It's just TikTok. Relax. Everybody laugh. They're not joking. They're not joking. They dead. We've seen it. We've seen it before. You don't want to work so much that you are willing to date somebody you're not attracted to? You're that much of a bum. You're that much of a bum. Nothing makes my wee-wee more soft, more than a broke bum. Like, what are you doing? Oh my, I don't know. And then when he making all the money, he tell you to shut the Now you feel like he's being financially abusive. No, you're broke. You're broke. Shut up. There's no way in hell I'm about to be paying everything and you about to be talking to me crazy and you ain't feel like cooking today and you don't feel like doing certain. No, not doing it. Not doing it.
We need to bring shame back. Modern women are too comfortable acting like this.
But if you're a man and you watch me struggle with my carry-on in the overhead department and you don't offer help, jail. What is wrong with you?
Ma'am, it's called a carry-on. You're supposed to be able to carry it on your own. She's not really helping the stereotype, is she?
Like, I swear to God, like, this song, like, when I was on, like, because you're on that weird.
You're bringing somebody with you, man.
So, I don't trust you. I'm just been talking for 4 years, and y'all still weird. This song, I'm never gonna worry about my mother. I swear to God, I don't got time for you.
I pay for your food, I'm not gonna pay for
it. You gonna pay for her food, you gonna pay for whatever. You gonna pay for what I order?
This is embarrassing, honey. We didn't already ate and everything. Like, I can pay for my but this is ridiculous. Like, you don't invite somebody and I pay for their tab.
Like, the audacity of you.
This is why you don't date because this is like, this is real mid.
I'm ready to go. That one I like being around y'all. You always got so much going on.
I told you, put ball headed. I told you.
I'll go ahead and say it. These women are all entitled freeloading bums with an attitude. Best just to walk away from that mess. Aren't you strong and independent? Help yourself. That slam felt personal.
Okay, I have a question. And maybe this is a stupid question. But that hasn't stopped me in the past from asking my questions. My question here. You know, my brother was telling me about how in the gym, guys don't really approach girls. Which, good. Don't approach me. Don't talk to me. Thank you. But so then, I was like, if we're supposed to approach guys, how do you know when a guy wants to be approached by a girl? You know, like, because girls will give like the little ojitos, we'll give little signs, but you know, it'll be like we'll keep looking back. They're like, ah. But how do you know, like, if you're a guy and you saw a pretty girl and you wanted her to talk to you because you don't want to talk to her, what do you do? Please let me know.
This is what men deal with daily, and they've accepted it, especially at the gym. They're there to train, not flirt. Want a guy? Make a move. Otherwise, stop expecting a free ego boost. You guys have made it to the end of the video. Make sure to like and subscribe if you want to see more videos just like these. And remember, according to YouTube, the best way to help the channel in the algorithm is to watch another one of my videos right after this video. So if you like this video, you might as well watch another one. Till next time.